Gramps.
Guys, I want to share with you something that can be concerning for if you're the type of person who tries to put, say, something expensive in the woolly self-checkout as like carrots or onions or lemons or something.
Oh, try and save yourself a few buckaroos.
Try and save yourself a few buckaroos with like not a full five-finger discount, but, you know.
Yeah, just a little one. Cheeky one.
Just
yeah.
A cheeky one.
Why not?
Well, a couple of hacks have come through from Woolly. So they've developed artificial intelligence, a little bit of AI. They've got scanners. It's already in over 40 stores around Australia. And what it does is in 200 milliseconds, it can look at what is on that little weight scanning tray of the fruit and veg world. And not only can it tell pretty accurately, according to itself, what the fruit and veg is on there, but even if it's organic or non-organic.
What is it, like a little camera or something?
Yeah, it's like a little camera and it assesses it. And it can also go as far as to assess whether you've accidentally dropped your wallet or keys or something on the thing, and then it'll work out that it's not an item. And then it should pop up for you, like this is an organic lime, and then you can tick it, and then it goes through.
So it's trying to give us suggested responses.
It is. Oh. But if you try and do a little bit of a, you know,
a brown onion
switcheroo, then it'll notify the attendant.
No way, your red light will start flashing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Call the attendant. The attendant comes over. What do you got in your bag? No, nothing.
Nothing. Can I just check? And then they start giving you the once over. Like,
How often will they actually police that? Oh, you put a brown onion in, it's actually not that or something. You
yeah.
Know?
Mm. Why are you buying five of those? Yeah. You know, there's only four or whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, but here's the other thing. If you're worried about it being very busy, particularly in COVID times, maybe you want a little bit of space or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There is a hack on the Woolies TikTok. Yes, Woolies have a TikTok.
Of course they do. Everyone has a TikTok.
Here it is.
Here is a shopping hack to know how busy your local Woolworths is at home.
Search up Woolworths Q-Tracker, enter your postcode, and it tells you how busy your store is and if there's any wait.
My local store has got a 0-minute wait, so I'm going to go and get some berries and cream. My mum laughs at my jokes. It's probably why I'm single.
So some very
he
funny
was up
there.
And about, wasn't he?
Just?
He
was
what's very the berries and cream joke? I didn't understand.
I don't know.
Was that a joke?
I don't know.
Can't you actually buy berries and cream from Woolworths?
It's a TikTok trend.
Oh, God, we're old. What's the TikTok trend?
It's like an old advertisement from like the UK, and it's this weird guy that looks like Lord Farquaad that runs around saying berries and cream, and everyone just kept imitating it.
Understood. Right. Thank you so
very
much.
Good.
I'm
that makes
up
sense
with the
now.
Youth. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so if we don't want to deal with the people,
yeah,
check out the queue tracker.
Like yesterday, I went to Kmart Waratah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was a queue to get in.
Was there? I've got to go today.
Kmart?
Surely not.
I thought everyone went at midnight when they opened on Monday. A few Kmart stores did that. Get the rush on Kmart.
Still a lot of people going.
Oh, damn.
And I moved through the queue very fast. But
yeah.
Yeah, there was a queue there.
I don't want to queue up to go to Kmart.
Oh, no. You want to just get in there.
I want to get in, get out.
Get in for your coat hangers and leave with $300 worth of things.
Exactly right.
No coat hangers
inside. No, that's what I do when Morgan says we need something from Kmart. I say, I'll go. Because when we go with her, she gets $400 worth of things.
Gotcha.
When I go,
how many
I go,
scented candles from Kmart you got? So
and,
many.
And yak photos.
Oh, the yak is so popular.
That's iconic.
Yeah.
How many yak photos do you need?
Just, no, she needs so many. Yeah, she is. Look at that yak over there in the hallway and that yak in the bathroom.
I love the yak.
House of yaks.
Yeah.
So when I go, I just get in and get out.
Oh, you're man on a mission.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Don't distract me anything else. I don't care.
All right.
Sometimes I do get distracted with the bouncy balls in the toy section.
I was just about to ask, as if you don't walk through the little gym section,
yeah,
you know,
I do.
There's skipping
yeah.
ropes and then those balls. And
every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I look at what I could potentially have.
Yeah, 100%.
Pass a few footies, like I used to have it.
The drink bottle that's also a dumbbell. Like, oh, that's a bit of fun.
Come on. Jeez. Stop it. I'm going to have to go home and sort myself out.